You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, Wake Up Tucson, third hour coming up. Ed Ackerley's coming up on Jump in Tucson. He's got Brian Luce and Karen Zimmerman talking about U of A athletes. Paul Chumarkin, Assistant Director of Marketing Communications Tech Launch. Oh, that's on Monday.
Well, today he's going to have Apple Annie's.
Yeah, sorry, I read the wrong one. I read for Monday. Mandy Kirkendall from Apple Annie's out in Wilcox. And then, you want a Goomba? Dominic Giardino. Early music concert August 14th at San Javier for Father Kino's birthday. And if you see a beautiful young lady named Tia Gloria, she'll be right in the front row with her Father Kino. She has a number one finger, like they have the big foamy fingers, but it says Father Kino. She'll be there.
I got a little news for you.
Hey, buddy.
Rito Park Farmers Market. Pazizi is back.
Oh, that's true. He's coming back this Malta Joe.
The wife sent the, hey, check this out. We got to go.
I love it.
that's perfect. That's perfect, Matt. Way to nail that one.
2 weeks from tomorrow is our huge fundraiser for Southern Arizona Honor Flight. Please join us 5 o'clock start. And you need to RSVP with me. Be on the list for. I want to tell them how much food to make and all that good stuff. And payable at the door, cash credit. WakeUpTucson@gmail.com. RSVP. And we're going to have some amazing prizes. Tucson coin and autograph, donated a chunk of gold. F-16 simulator experiences, ride along with Sheriff Daniels.
An instant wine cellar I heard about.
Yeah, we're doing an instant wine cellar. And then there's a drinking competition with Sean McCluskey at the station during opening night of opening a Bears game.
During a Bears game. Oh, wow.
Duh, Bears.
We won last night.
That's true. It was preseason. They won the Hall of Fame game yesterday.
Yes.
It was preseason, but I'll still take it.
Oh, if I'm a Bear fan, we're taking it all.
We didn't look horrible. We didn't turn the ball over. Our third string quarterback actually went like 11 for 15.
Hey, look, if your whole team gets off the bus without falling off, it's a win. That's where we're doing it now.
So we're just hoping nobody gets hurt.
One of our listeners, Jim Mack, Jim in Santa Rita, his top three restaurants to take relatives would be Poco and Mom's, Baja Cafe, Wild Garlic. Wild Garlic's
looking
coming
like Wild
strong.
Wild Garlic's leading the pack here.
So we got that going for us, Wild Garlic. What else? We got a couple of extras on Wastebook here. What do we got here? Tom Jenny, the buffet bar on 9th Street.
Ooh, yeah. You know, we could go dive bars real fast.
Here's
one for you that you wouldn't really necessarily think to take them to, but Circle S on Sundays, they got their tacos out there. It's an experience. It's not necessarily like great, but their salsa is amazing, and I would take them for the experience.
So one of my buddies sent me this meme. Come on down to the brewery, bro. They have an IPA that's made with dairy creamer instead of water. There's an Iron Maiden pinball machine that's been broken for 3 years. And there's a food truck out back that sells $17 grilled cheese sandwiches.
Takes 35 minutes to make.
Takes 35 minutes to make one. That's like a lot of truth in that.
Sounds like a couple bars in Tucson.
My buddy Joe from New York, he's been to Merendero with me, which he loves.
Heck yeah.
And Arizona Pizza after a Sabino Canyon hike. He goes, Tucson Games and Gadgets, grab a few meads and beers. Let's see. There's Mrs. McCluskey with her Nana's, Giuseppe's, and Charles steak. Debbie put Holy Smokin' Butts and the Or with an O, the Or House, Hilltop Tavern, and Oracle. So,
okay,
I like that.
Yeah, Smoking Butts is good.
The I think for me, Merendero is always going to be a winner for me because the food's great and it's such a nice place to sit in, right? And they get that kind of, if you had relatives, they get that. When I take them to South Tucson, they think, they're from the suburbs of New York, New Jersey. They're like, they think they're in Mexico.
They're like,
by that.
What hood are you taking me to, Christopher?
They're like, oh, you guys have lots of locally owned tire places. You know what I mean?
You have to tell, but see, that's how you know it's good. You have to explain to them. And you said this years ago on the radio. You said, if you're in Phoenix, you're in Tucson, there's a taco place next to a tire shop. Stop. That's all there is to it. Because if you don't, you're missing out the best tacos in the
locally
hood.
Locally owned tire places.
Yes. Not like a Jack Furrier's. I'm talking like, you know, Poco's tires.
And then you got to have the Mexican dulcerias or candy stores that have the piñatas outside.
Oh, yeah.
That's also a good visual indicator.
Yep.
You're in the right place.
You're in the moneymaker right there, baby. Let's go.
I think, you know, while I love the Highlands, what Brian does, right, there's nothing Tucson-y about it in a way. I'm trying to think of there, but I take the food's amazing there. He's really doing good work.
It doesn't matter if it's, I mean, it's the ambiance is good and the food's great.
I would take him to my Greek place in Catalina.
Yep, I would too.
Because you just eat like a king. The food's amazing.
It's tough, isn't it? Really tough.
I don't want to pull McCluskey and do 7 for 3.
You know, Saguaro Corners. I mean, come on. You see what I mean? This
I
is
love
not
Saguaro
easy.
Saguaro Corners.
Yes.
I do love Saguaro
Heck,
Corners.
Heck, if you wanted to take him for wings, you'd go to Mulligan's.
Right.
Get 18 flavors of some of the baddest wings you had. It's not easy. It really isn't. And then there's so many restaurants that we forgot.
Of course. I mean, Tucson has a lot of problems. Don't get me wrong.
Food's not one of them.
Right? The food selection is definitely above board here. Let's see. Let's see what I'm missing here. I'm going through my own website on choices here.
Well, you got to do it geographically, too. I mean, think about if you're taking them for an afternoon on the patio and you're going to have a couple of brews, where you're going. You know, the situation's going to set where you're going, too.
I'm with you.
And, I mean, just for a Friday night, if we're going to go have a couple of drinks, I'm taking them to the station. And Monday, we get a burger.
You know, it's funny when...
the wings on Wednesday. I mean, it's just, yeah.
Rocco's wings are pretty badass.
Yeah, I mean, who'd you take them to Rocco's?
Yeah, I got to think about that third one. So it's funny, Rocco, the foodie guys came up with their top 15 places to get wings this week or whatever, right? And so Mulligan's was on there and Rocco's was on there.
You can tell me Rocco's didn't make the list. The list is BS.
So Rocco said, hey, I'm honored to be on the list. I remember, but most of them were places that smoked their wings. That was like the thing. That was I noticed that too on the list that everyone was... You know, like, you know, fire truck smokes their wings.
That's fine.
You know, which
it's a different flavor.
But, yeah, but that was kind of the...
Yeah.
To like me it. Right I now, like it's Rocco's and Mulligan's.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then maybe the Heritage.
I'm telling you, well, when you get there, get the pizza, but get...
The sticky wings.
The sticky wings, man. They're amazing. All right, Sean and I are going to go jump into stuff that gets us into trouble now. So it's patty@kvoi.com. So let's go to break. You're on Wake Up Tucson. Sean McCluskey, Christy, Simone, and you. Remember, if you have any roof problems, my boys at Blueprint Home Services is the place to be. 525-2555. If it comes and you got a leak or you see something going on, call them immediately, tarp it up, and then don't talk to your insurance company until you hang out with Daniel. He understands how to do this correctly. They did my tile roof. Not only did they repair it and remove and replace, they re-engineered to make it better.
Nice.
So that was really all these big rains. When I was in Flagstaff Thursday and the place was falling apart with all that crazy-ass rain, I was like, I'm okay. I'm good. So unless there was a 90-mile-per-hour wind, but I think I dodged that.
Yeah, my wife's car didn't, but it's okay.
Hail?
No, the tree.
Oh, the tree. Yeah. That's right. Yep.
All kinds of fun on that one.
All right, Sean and Chris get in trouble next on Wake Up Tucson.
Christy Simone, taking us through election years. This is a 1980 presidential election playlist.
We're having fun with it.
Absolutely.
A lot of fun. Real quick, some last-minute restaurant stuff. Heller's going with Mama Luisa's over on Craycroft.
Love the homemade pasta.
Dr. Neil, Taco Rustico, Vivaci's, and the Copper Brothel Brewery out on east side of town. Van Buren, Wild Garlic, Baja Cafe, Taco Rustico. I think that's it for there. We got that going for us.
Has anyone tried the new place that took over Baja up on Ina?
So for people who don't know, the Baja Cafe on Ina and Thornydale has changed hands to some other group. I don't know. I haven't been there since.
Me neither. So, I mean, Baja was great up there. I love their snickerdoodle pancake and things, but the new place is the new place, and I haven't heard any reviews. So, if you've gone to the new place, post it on Facebook so we can figure it out.
My girl Clarissa is going with Redbird Scratch Kitchen on Oracle and Orange Grove.
Yet to try that, but I've heard good things.
She said best hamburger. They make something called the Sonoran Hamburger.
Saw that. Their menu looks a lot like a Chick-fil-A menu, but done right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the best way I can describe it.
Love it.
I'm sure it's much better than Chick-fil-A. I'm not knocking anybody there, but I haven't been there yet, so we'll get there.
Mona, Whiskey Roads. I never even think about eating there. Dominic's Real Italian, and then Ole Mexican Kitchen, where Doug Martin loves the Topopo salad. I always remember that.
Is that on Shannon and Ina?
That's at the Lili's Oriental.
Market. What's the one on Shannon and Ina that's been there for 30 years? Via?
Maybe? Yeah, Via.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been there. How's that?
I give it a salad.
Okay.
There's a lot of nostalgia.
Give it a try and find
out. Yeah, a lot of the more adventurous gringos on the northwest side of town found it and said, oh, this is pretty good, and they keep going. It's fine.
There you go.
It's fine.
I mean, we don't have an El Rooster to go up there, so.
And I went to Opsone with my Live the Dream media guys a couple of Fridays ago. It was fine. I was in the mood for carne asada. I got the carne asada burro. It was like $14. It was all meat. Nothing else. No cabbage, no rice. It was just steak, and I thought they did a nice job. It had a nice salsa bar.
I love watching them cook their beef ribs because they take the whole rack and put it on the flat top and let the bone get hot and cook the ribs. It's just really cool to watch.
Juan was here last Friday.
Saw that.
Thursday, and he brought those beef ribs, the Castilla.
That's what I'm saying. Those are amazing.
He's the only guy I know who knows how to nail that consistently, a beef rib.
And doesn't get it too overcooked ever.
It was perfect.
Yeah, sometimes the other place makes it a little overcooked.
So let's start. I want to do a little primary work with you here. All right. So Vince Leach has, it sounds
like. I was
going to
say, congratulations to Vince Leach. LE17 took it last night. AP called the race. First time in history, I believe. Your favorite journalist, Mr. Nitzel, pointed this out the other day and said, I don't think it's ever happened.
Oh, the Jim Nitzel?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't think it's ever happened in Southern Arizona politics to where a seated senator lost to the primary, came back 2 years later, and won in the primary.
Yep.
So, you know, congratulations, Vince. You ran a great race from a slow start because you were, you know, hammered by the fact that you couldn't get anybody to donate for you because you had bills in Congress or in the state senate or house, and you needed some of those people to donate to you, but they had to wait till sign or die, and you came out strong. So now let's beat and keep the seat. That's what you got to do next, Vince.
Absolutely. So first of all, it's Vince's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Vince. What a birthday present.
Yep.
Got the victory on the night before.
I saw that it's, I saw his, he opened his weed. I talked today.
Wow. I think he's against that.
Dimitri. So he did open the lead up. It was right around 1,000. Last night it was at 1,500. So nice. He'll win like 53-47% or something like that.
Not close enough to contest. And Wadsack's got a little legal issues to deal with, so she can spend some time on that.
You know, if you're going to do the breakdown debrief on that race.
The timing of the release of that video was perfect.
And at the same time.
And how many times did you get it texted?
He ran a
you?
Great campaign.
But how many times did you get that video texted to you?
No, I don't get me wrong. Well, here's the bigger thing, too. It got covered by every news station.
I had 50, 60 people text me this thing. Like, did you see this? Did you? Even my Democrat friends are like, that lady's crazy.
Then the FOP comes
the withdrawal.
Out
she didn't really play that smartly. The guy who moved from TPD and left here and went up to Phoenix is the head of that, and he used to work for TPD, and you dog the ever-living you-know-what out of TPD. You think you're going to lose your endorsement because you're a jerk? Yes, he took it from you, as rightfully so. And how can you say that you support every other cop organization in the region, but TPD.
Right.
They're one of the largest. I mean, come on.
And one of the most besieged.
Yeah. Oh, endlessly.
So she's always about, when it comes to all of these, she's self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah.
Right?
Who ran with McGar? Because
Rachel.
So Corey always likes to stand up at my polling place and stands there. And the last time I walked in and talked to him, he was standing next to a Democrat who was talking about transgender bathrooms, and I had to leave. But he was there this time, and I told him, I said, Corey, you're safe. You're safe. And he goes, but you're not gonna vote for Jones? You're not gonna vote for Wadsack? I said, no, I'm not. And the reason being is Jones has got she's a personal nightmare. Her personal life's a absolute mess.
Yeah, we'll see if the Democrats...
But her personal life is an absolute mess. That's why I didn't like her. I went for Anna Orth, okay?
Yep.
Anna Orth, sometimes she's a little off her rocker, but she's at least got her stuff together. And Wadsack versus Leach, I've known Leach. I've known Wadsack. Leach didn't do anything crazy. We'll go with that. We'll see what happens in the general, though, because we have some competition. Very silent competition on the Democratic side in LD-17, so let's see how strong they come out.
They got a lot of money so far.
I know. $250,000 for one guy.
And that's before the outside money comes into this.
There will be a lot of state money that comes into LD-17 because it is such a pivotal district.
So
They think it's a 50-50 seat. It shouldn't be. It should be a +7 Republican seat.
I'm going to tell you something.
But Wadsack didn't help that for the last 2 years.
The Democrats are pissed off this morning that Vince won this race.
Absolutely. Just he's the harder off. Person to beat.
Way harder. He has nothing huge underneath his. She had all the stuff that Vince hit her with. They would just multiply.
Yeah.
That's why she had to lose. Okay, because we need to keep the seat. So what I love about this, and you know this because we troll around similar sites and Facebook pages and things like this. What I love is Wadsack and that crew, right? Just burned everyone to the ground to win 2 years ago.
Sure.
Right, with little Garrett and just burn everyone, burn everyone down, right? So here comes Vince with a Wadsack is weird, taking everything that she said herself. There was nothing he made up.
He just regurgitated her.
Right? All he did is literally repeat her stuff. Yeah. Right? Evaldi's a false flag, 9/11, the government, all of these different things, right? And then she laid the greatest egg ever, which was the traffic ticket.
Okay? I mean...
Just pay it and go on with your day. That's all you had to do. Okay.
The fact that when he called her ma'am and she said, no, it's senator. I was like, wow. Perfect. Okay, ego.
It's perfect.
Ego, vanity, cash.
But here's the thing. All of those MAGA purity people who are so angry, right, who cheered the Freedom Team burning everyone down, okay, were now clutching their pearls because Vince hit back. Right? And they're like, oh, I got the vapors. I can't believe Vince Leach. Oh, my God. He lied. And oh.
No, he didn't lie. He didn't lie. And that's just the thing. So what happens is the left does the same thing always. If you look at it right now, they've been attacking Donald Trump forever. As soon as you say one bad thing about Kamala Harris, they go crazy on you. I mean, right now we have a prostitute as our vice president.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey, I didn't say it. Judge Joe Brown did.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Easy now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Judge Joe Brown said it yesterday.
I don't care. I don't want to. I'm with you. Just, whoa.
I didn't say it. I said it, but I didn't say it originally.
Whoa.
But that's what's out there. But nobody else is saying that.
The,
we're going to talk about that one. We're going to move on.
We're moving on. The other, watching these MAGA pure people talk about Vince Leach ran a campaign that was too, like, quote, vicious on Wadsack.
What do you think the left's going to do?
Makes me laugh my head off.
What do you think the left's going to do? They're going to come out and they're going to skewer everybody. Did you not? You saw it. The leader of the left, our horrible governor, came out and said that we're... What was the terms that we were all the beautiful people?
Well, hold on. Let's we're going to get to this. I put this up on Facebook a couple days in the last 24 hours. Katie Hobbs, I'm going to give you her statement about, quote, lowering the temperature when it came to rhetoric, and then we'll read her statement that came out.
Two weeks later.
Yep. Yeah, it's beautiful. Magical. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk.
Forever.
Ah. Sean is shaking the moneymaker right now.
Once again.
Somebody's got to shake it.
8:34 in the morning.
Be your bad self, Sean.
Billy Beard, because Vince won, some of the money is going to shift to LD2 in Phoenix. Shauna Bollock has the biggest bullseye from the D's right now because of abortion, because her husband Clint kept the territorial law in place, even though she voted to repeal it. Abortion's the driving force to try to kick her out.
And Clint just recused himself from the case, literally, like, just moments ago.
So?
Because I can read this real quick. Let's see. Arizona Supreme Court Justice Clint Bullock has taken himself off the case whether the legislative council, including his wife, Shauna, acted improperly using the words, in quotes, unborn human being in a descriptive of an abortion initiative.
Correct.
His recusal was revealed in the footnote in the scheduling order issued by the court Wednesday. No reason was given. Well, obviously the reason was given. He recused himself because he can't. There's no bias against his wife. Really? Come on. It's simple.
Yep.
People are dumb.
All right. Katie Hobbs.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get to racist Katie here.
Let's see. Trump gets shot at. Well, I guess technically he did get shot. He got hit in the ear. So we'll call it former President Trump got shot. And she comes out with this beautiful statement of.
All right. Before we get there, I want to go back to 2 weeks before.
That's what I'm saying. The beautiful statement of two weeks ago is when she stated that.
This is Howie Fisher, Capital Media Times, who usually would be sympathetic to Democrats like Katie Hobbs. Governor calls for end to inflammatory rhetoric, has used it herself. Okay.
That was right after Trump was shot. She came out and she said that she wanted to calm the airwaves, basically.
She said people must stop inflaming. Listen to this. You got to pay. You got to remember this in your brain. Must stop inflaming this type of rhetoric.
Inflaming. Unquote. Keyword.
You are correct. She called the attempted assassination of former President Trump a horrific act. Political violence has no place in this country, and voicing our political opinions peacefully is absolutely paramount to preserve the sanctity of our democracy.
Inflaming and peaceful. That's what I want you to focus on, folks.
And sanctity.
Well, inflaming.
It's terrible. We have to come together, and we have to stop inflaming this kind of rhetoric, using this kind of rhetoric.
Now, read what you wrote yesterday. Because yesterday's rhetoric was just beautiful.
It is. It's so funny. Our one of our listeners live in Sonoyta. They met me and Higdog for pizza at Pronghorn, and I found out that the wife Ashley loves my Katie Hobbs impression.
Nah.
So that just encourages juveniles like me.
Yes. Don't give him any encouragement. His head's already too big.
This is from Katie's official Twitter page. For many candidates, yesterday marked the beginning of what will be a highly competitive general election campaign. Here's the
inflammatory and peaceful coming next. Yes, inflammatory and peaceful right here, folks.
Don't be inflammatory, she said.
Don't be inflammatory and be peaceful. I don't think any of this is non-inflammatory nor is it peaceful.
Here's Katie bringing everyone together, the peacemaker. Arizonans will get to choose between allowing insurrectionists, white supremacists, and indicted fake electors to continue to control the legislature. Our Democrat candidates who are focused on lowering everyday costs for Arizonans, investigating in public education, and restoring reproductive freedom. I have the confidence that Arizona will choose sanity over chaos once again.
Okay. I'm an insurrectionist.
White supremacist.
And I don't even know what else she had put in there. I mean,
indicted fake electors.
I mean, how is that peaceful? How is that non-inflammatory?
So
how is that not insightful?
What she said here ties into what Schweikert said yesterday. I asked him about Fincham defeating Ken Bennett in the primary.
Interesting, huh?
Right? And so Fincham carpet bags up there, right? Because he used to live in Oral Valley. Then I think he went to the West Valley and then Prescott, right? So he said, one thing he said, he goes, they'll use Fincham as part of their election thing. Fake elector.
Sure.
Right? So the guy who got poleaxed, the Secretary of State, who's, I don't know if you guys know this, he's likes to talk about fraud.
I was like, is he still fundraising?
Oh.
On the fraudulent election?
Let me see if I still have.
Did you get it's fraudulent Friday and we need $5? Or is he just campaigning now because gave up his political ambitions to be the legal team?
You know, for some reason, I don't have one since I'm looking at him up on my.
You haven't gotten one in a minute, have you?
Like May 10th is my last one.
It's when he started his campaign. You can't be associated with those things. Come on, Chris.
What? May 10th of this year?
Yeah. Well, maybe a little earlier, he quelled the fraud stuff in May so that they wouldn't use it against him and Bennett wouldn't beat him.
I don't know. Well, I got the day before, I got the Marxist lie.
Nice.
I got that one. Send him to $3 and we can defeat Karl Marx right now. Let's get him.
We got a police situation on Southside.
What?
Yep, Drexel and where are we at? Drexel and Tucson Boulevard.
Tucson.
Which is right by the Walmart there. So the new Walmart. Be careful over there. There's a school there, too.
Let's go to the phones.
Yes, also,
yes.
I just want to...
Don't you point your finger at me. No, I'm just kidding. About Katie Hobbs.
Talking about white supremacists and everything. It was like 5 minutes ago she was found guilty by two juries of racial discrimination.
Correct.
Yet she is saying Republicans are the white supremacists.
The white supremacist is accusing the white supremacists.
So is Mark Lamb taking note of all this? Is he just gathering more intel so he can run against governor in 2 years and take her out?
That was my take. I was talking to a friend of mine who is kind of part of that whole Lamb thing, and I said, "All right, he needs to take come out, support Katie Hobbs. And then
start his campaign for governor
on right." Or wait, we got to wait till the election.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. No. Fundraise while other people are fundraising
on top
of it.
Well, you can do that, but you don't announce until Christmas.
I'd announce now.
Nope.
Get right back into it.
Not yet. Let's go to Rick on line two before we go to break. Rick, you're on with Sean McCluskey and moi. What's up?
Hi. As far as the primaries, I'm an independent, and so I could get a Republican ballot or a Democratic ballot.
Yes.
And as far as Mike Jetty, I had listened to him on for an hour, I believe, on Sherry's show in the Saturday morning, and I listened to him on other shows, and he was on for and Jump In Tucson.
Yep.
And, he's that last show, Jump In, I tried to call in. I wanted to ask him a couple questions. He wouldn't take any calls, and he also started running down the Republicans. And I don't understand why you would come on when he actually ran as a Republican before. Why would you come onto a show or a channel where you have a lot of conservatives listening to it and not just try and say, hey, this is why I'm good and this is why I'm a Democrat, but not, you don't have to run down the Republicans. And he mentioned a few other things that that made me say, you know what, I'm not going to take my time to go in there and vote for him. I was kind of for him before. I'm not a fan of Laura Conover, believe that, but I wasn't too happy with some of the things he said, and so I decided I'm not going to vote for him. I'm not going to take my time to vote for him, or I'm not going to waste that ballot to vote for him. But I could have got a Democratic ballot, and I could have put a vote for him, but he kind of turned me off with his rhetoric, so to speak.
Well, know your audience, as we like to say. At the same time, it's hard to teach lawyers new things.
You also have to appreciate the fact that he did speak his mind. He spoke the truth, and he said what he said. But you're right. He upset the audience, but 98% of that audience wasn't going to vote for him. And if he got through the primary,
right,
he goes through the general and wins. The lesser of two evils at that point, by far, Jetty is farther a superior individual than what we have from crappy Conover. I mean, she's for convicts.
Right, and I, not having my pulse on the Democrat party here, I would have thought he would have done a lot better. I was surprised. He's a very articulate guy. Well, Conover didn't do anything. I think it's just
she raised a ton of money, spent a lot of money, and she ingratiated herself with the old school entrenched Democrats, and they just basically said, Jetty, we're going to whack you.
She ground gamed him. The Democrats ground game on Conover and Jen Allen and three really pushed everything.
Jen Allen shocked me.
Yeah, I mean, they work it every day. I had this discussion. Listen to the first hour. I went on the whole thing. There's what the Democrats do and what Republicans do and what in the middle of what that looks like.
The Republicans don't do anything.
I know, but what I'm saying is that they ground-gamed it like you would never believe, and Jetty did no ground game. None. He spent a lot of money on advertising, which is fine, a lot of digital advertising, which is fine, but you got to knock on doors. And for people to say, oh, that doesn't work?
It works.
Horse hockey.
Look at Marana.
Yep. Rick, I got to get going, man. I'm going on a hard break. So have a good time. Have a good weekend. Thanks for your call. 8:45 in the morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson. Ackerley Kids are coming in soon. We'll jump in Tucson in about 20 minutes. Sean, where are we going next?
What are we doing this weekend?
That sounds boring, what we're doing this weekend. I'll hit you with something else before this is over to spice it up. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. We're celebrating the presidential election year of 1980. Here we go. All right, Eddie Rabbit finishing up the playlist today.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you, but you asked where we wanted to go, and we only got 12 minutes left. So what about, don't make you throw up in your mouth. Wadsack, come out and support Leach. Heather Lappin for sheriff should go out and reach out to Terry Frederick and get all of the dirt that Terry Frederick has on Nanos and the crew, and they should help each other. We should literally have the Pima County GOP close its shop and just surrender everything to the AZ GOP, where they actually do something.
I don't know about that either.
But they do more than they do down here. And
I do know that the AZ GOP spent a few hundred thousand dollars to fly delegates to the convention, which we could have used on actually
winning elections.
Yes. Yeah,
you know, so there's that.
My jury's out on that. So,
do you think Kathleen Wynne will support Wances Kamani?
So let's start off with this.
Do you think she'll retract any of the negative things?
Sean, are you and I going to support Carrie Lake in the general?
I have to.
The answer is yes.
I can't vote for Ruben Gallego. Nobody should vote for Ruben Gallego. He's a despicable human being. Yes, he's a Marine. That's the only valid thing about the man. That's the only admirable thing about him. Other than that, he's a piece of you know what. The bottom of your shoes better than that.
He is definitely, to me, he would fall into the Mark Fincher. He's just a fraud to me.
He's a scam.
Ruben Gallego.
Yeah.
So we're going to get behind...
I got to vote for Scary.
We're going to get behind Carrie Lake, and we're going to get behind Corey Magar and Rachel Jones this year?
Yes.
Okay.
I need that seat. As much as I don't agree with her personal life, she's on the ballot. I'm going to vote for her.
Yeah.
Corey Magar, I voted for last time. I told him he would be the winner of that race, and he was. He was the leading vote getter. So
the question is, I don't know if Kathleen Wynne's even conceded the won. After she sold 35,000 votes behind him.
60-40.
Whatever it is. Okay. You know, so I don't know if she's... I don't know if even Dave Smith has called Juan Siskamani. Okay. Well, I'd love to know. If anyone of Juan's people is listening. Not like Dave only listens when he gets grumpy. But it's kind of the fact of... got to do it. This is it. Right? And the Trump factor is going to be huge. And, you know, we got local candidates of Backer, Spain... and Janet in Steve Christie and Ackerley. And everyone's going to have to come together in the room. Billy Beard sent a email out to a variety of
just
humans.
Saw that.
And maybe this has inspired you, possibly.
Well, I had the question earlier about would Wynne retract any of the negative things she said about Juan that weren't true? You know, that he supports Obama and Biden and their Bidenomics and all other crap.
Again, I keep telling people that a blender that had an R behind its name that said it was MAGA would run against Juan would still get 30%. Right?
Yeah. Well, you get the hardcore right.
So it says, one of the big things that Bill says is don't leave it blank. This has to be part of the message. Regardless of who you supported in the primary, we need all Republicans to come together and vote for all of them up and down the ballot. Don't leave it blank. Don't leave it blank. And again, like I said yesterday, if you really want to bring the party together, everyone's got to be in a room together. Right? And because that's not happening.
Well, there's a meeting tomorrow that's going to have a bunch of people together. The Northwest Republicans are hosting their meeting at the Gaslight.
Yep, at 8:30.
8 o'clock open doors.
But it's not the idea. Not for a hurrah, a little... you know, we're just hurrah kind of meeting. Everyone should sit down with a coffee or probably a beer and put all the people that you think are these kind of influencers in the party that don't agree on certain things and have that discussion. But until that happens, everyone's going to be going in the separate ways. Right. And it's still, they're still blaming Shelley Keiss for all their problems. Right.
Okay, so let's go back to that real quick.
Remember how they used to be pissed off about Barack Obama would blame George Bush for all of his problems?
Well,
right?
We didn't put up anybody.
And then Joe Biden blamed Trump for all whatever the problems were in the world. They're doing the same thing with Shelley Keiss.
You and I both agree that crappy Conover is the worst candidate ever and the worst individual that's elected in Pima County.
Yep.
And we ran no one against her as a Republican. Way to go, Pima County GOP. Way to go find somebody. We don't have any lawyers. We couldn't find a lawyer. Couldn't find Munger. Couldn't find anybody.
I think Munger's tired. He's
great.
Tried before.
I bet you he'd be a good resource to go talk to say, hey, who would you put up that can go against her and articulate her into the
And the problem is the party's so weak right now you couldn't go to Jetty and say, if you come a Republican, we'll go to the mattresses for you. But they don't have anything.
What are you gonna give them? 10 cents?
I mean, they couldn't afford their rent, their $500 rent to Bruce for.
They say that's not true, but they, I mean, the checks were cut late. You know, you didn't pay rent for 3 months, but you paid it eventually.
Right.
But you didn't pay it when you're supposed to. I'd have evicted you. That's just me. I do it for a living.
Right.
It is what it is. Could you imagine going to the Pima County GOP and it's being locked out because they didn't pay their rent?
It's sounds about right.
I mean, are they going to raise any money for the candidates they have right now? Where are the phone calls? Where are the emails?
So
where's anything?
When the party decided to turn their back on Juan Ciscomani, right? All the money guys like Ciscomani.
No kidding.
So when they go, oh, can you give us money, Mr. Click or Bird or whatever? It was either little or zero.
When you attack the guy who runs moderate to right, and you support the person who is super far right, you lose a lot of people. You know, that's the beauty of politics right now. We got the crazy left, 20% over here. You got the crazy, like the AOC types. You got the crazy right over here, like Wadsack types. That's 20% on each side.
Yeah.
If we come together in the middle, we could have a common sense Republican and or Democrat, but good governance and decency for the humans. I mean, we need to get away from the crap that Biden did yesterday with Title IX, making it anybody who feels that they want to be a woman can be a woman and run women's sports. Well, it's a 1% issue. How many people are mentally challenged or mentally disturbed that they want to go from their current sex to the other sex? 1%? Less than 1%?
Yeah.
We're pandering to the 1%, really? How about we pander to everybody, the 65% of us or the 60% of us in the middle?
So in the Republican world, if we gave the top 20 things that like would be part of a Republican platform, maybe 10.
Abortion would be number one.
But just say, you know, check off what you believe in. We took all these people that disagree with each other and you put them in a room, right? And it was like a secret ballot. You handed it out. You filled out what priorities you were cool for. And you handed it back in and you ran how many people believed in this, right? 98% of all of those people in there would all agree on the same stuff.
Sure.
Right? It's where the egos get in the way.
Stay out of my life. No taxes.
Right.
And leave me alone.
Pro-life.
Yeah.
Pro-Second Amendment.
And leave me alone.
Right. All of these things we talk about. But the personalities get in the way. And what happened was a lot of these people took advantage of the anger post-2020 election.
Sure.
Right? And they knew how to manipulate that with Republicans. Right? And some of them won primaries and some of them won generals and some of them didn't make it this time around. So the question is this a trend that some of them lost their primaries in relation to the trends in the Republican Party?
Okay, so right. Based upon what you just said there, does Carrie Lake pay attention to this at all? Because she is the leader of the angry mean girls.
She is.
And if she's going to be the angry mean girl against the Marine, it's going to be a problem. He's not going to attack back.
So Carrie Lake, to me, does not look like her ego will allow her to
calm down.
Yeah, just change a little bit. A little bit of humility.
Well, that's what caused us to have the big rough that we have when I asked the question of, are you going to change course from the primary?
It's the same question. We're two years exactly close to the date, possibly.
Yeah, almost identical. Yeah, but I mean, right? A few days off, but whatever. It's still the same question remains the same. Are you going to change the way your tactics? Are you going to change your attitude, or are you going to get slaughtered?
Yep.
And we saw it in the governor's race. I mean, she lost to a nitwit.
I keep bringing up Kimberly Yee.
Yeah, I don't know why she's not our governor.
But I'm just saying, right? Just be a decent, generic Republican that represents...
Run in the middle.
All you got to do is be a Republican that represents the platform.
Yeah, run in the middle. Quit being crazy right.
You don't even have to be crazy right.
Well, if you do crazy right, you offend off the middle left, and you need the middle left to win.
You can, I'm telling you, Kimberly Yee got 125,000 more votes than Katie Hobbs and Carrie Lake.
Because she ran.
200,000. She didn't do anything.
She ran common sense.
She didn't run anything. She was just an R. That's why I keep saying I could have ran a toaster oven with an R against Katie Hobbs, and that toaster oven would be signing legislation for the last 2 years.
Because it wasn't offensive.
Yep.
That's the, you can't be offensive. I mean, even if you look at Trump. Trump has become less offensive. Lately, with Kamala in there, he's gotten a little stupid. But his people keep telling him, hey, look, calm down, do your thing, stay on where we're going. We're working the program.
If he does that first 20 minutes of his accepting the nomination speech from the convention. Very chill,
calm,
humble. That guy. Stay more like that guy, and I think he cruises.
I think they need to maybe show him the assassination attempt a couple of times every now and again just to remind him that,
he's
singing
in his head. Just tell.
He came off after he got shot, when he came out and he spoke, you could tell that he was a changed man.
Absolutely. So remember, this is our new term. What is who is the persuadable voter? And that's who you need to change their mind. You don't have to keep throwing red meat out to your crew. They're already there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you ask your Democrats, you're going to vote for Trump or Kamala. And the Democrat, all my Democrat friends are, there's no way I can vote for Trump ever. I'm like, I'm good with that. But are you voting for Kamala? I'm not so sure. They're not very warm on her. I mean,
a lot of Democrats just hate Trump.
Yeah.
And they again, you could put a bag of horse crap.
And as the horse crap will get some votes.
They're going to vote for the horse crap.
Yeah.
Again, we're not in a great spot. Our best and brightest are not running for office.
Well, would you?
It's tough.
Yeah.
Not Sean right McCluskey, now. Rincon Ventures. Check him out. Thanks for having a great weekend.
I always do the same.
Matt Neely, thank you, man. Have a great weekend.
You too.
We'll see you for another week of riotous adventures and education through ridicule and laughter. Jump in Tucson's coming up next. Apple Annie's is going to be on the air.